From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña. Mayor Richard Benville of Nome passed away during the early morning hours today at the Norton Sound Regional Hospital in Nome. The mayor had been suffering a recent bout of pneumonia when he was readmitted to the hospital. He tested negative for COVID-19. Benville moved to Nome in 1988. He was first elected mayor in 2015 in the midst of serving his third term. Benville, also a longtime dancer and former Broadway performer, suffered a stroke back in February that prevented him from traveling and advocating for Nome in Washington, D.C. earlier this spring. Since the stroke a few months ago, Benville had been battling pneumonia and general fatigue. Nome City Manager Glenn Steckman said that Benville was deeply frustrated that illness had begun to slow him down. Benville was open about many of the joys and struggles in his life. He lived publicly as a gay man and talked openly about overcoming his addiction to alcohol and finding sobriety in Nome. For years, Richard made his living as a tour guide with his company, Nome Discovery Tours. Like many others, manager Glenn Steckman got his first taste of Nome's history, culture, and surrounding landscape from one of Benville's iconic tours. And in addition to serving as mayor of Nome, he was also president of the Alaska Conference of Mayors. Benville tried to put up the spirit of public service in everything he did. Benville is survived by his two nephews and his cat, Ollie. Manager Glenn Steckman says memorial services will be planned in accordances with the wishes detailed in the former mayor's will and social distancing recommendations from the CDC. Richard Benville was 75 years old. And Alaska Airlines announced today that year-round services in Bristol Bay will start May 18th. Alaska Air in Dillingham is scheduled to fly 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The airline will fly 2 days a week in King Salman on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This will be the first commercial service to Bristol Bay in more than a month. Raven Air was formerly the only company with year-round operations to the region. It shut down all operations and filed for bankruptcy in early April due to a steep reduction in travel amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Alaska Air also announced that full freighter options will be available for both King Salman and Dillingham in the coming weeks. The airline will also start flying in Cold Bay on May 16th. Tickets went on sale today. On Friday, the state took steps toward fully reopening its economy. The Dunleavy administration has put together a plan that now allows many public facilities like pools and museums to reopen. It's also expanding the number of people who are allowed to dine in at restaurants. And after 7 weeks of being closed, bars are officially allowed to open their doors. But as KTOO's Rasha McChesney reports, many businesses say that while the COVID-19 closures have devastated their businesses, they're not rushing to reopen.
The city and borough of Juneau has opted out of reopening public facilities for now, and many restaurant and bar owners say they're taking it slow too, in part because there are new rules to operating, like social distancing, keeping tables 10 feet apart from each other, and limits on the number of people who can be inside at any given time. For restaurants, they can be at 50% capacity. Bars, it's 25%. Still, some are all in. Rick Kasnick is the majority owner of the Island Pub, a gourmet pizza restaurant and bar on Douglas Island. Technically, restaurants were allowed to open for dine-in service 2 weeks ago, but at just a quarter of capacity, Kasnick says that didn't make sense.
We'd have had like four tables, and we'd have had to bring on basically our full staff to get, you know, because we got to have janitors and dishwashers and the whole nine yards. So it was a losing proposition. 50%, we can make a little bit of money off of.
The Sandbar and Grill opened its restaurant for dine-in service 2 weeks ago, but even at quarter capacity, they haven't had a lot of people choose to sit in the restaurant. In downtown Juneau, many bars say they won't be reopening right now for a lot of reasons. Rob Daniels at the Imperial says they need some time to turn on all of the utilities and finish some social distancing remodeling. David McGivney at the downtown McGivney's Sports Bar and Grill says reopening is too risky for the health and safety of staff and customers because it's hard to tell who has COVID-19 and who doesn't. And even at half of his capacity, he says it doesn't pencil out financially for them to reopen. Eric Forst at the Red Dog Saloon, a restaurant and bar in downtown, says they have to figure out if they can even get enough staff to reopen. And money is a problem. Tracy LaBarge owns three downtown restaurants, Tracy's Crab Shack, Saffron, an Indian food restaurant, and Salt, a fine dining restaurant and bar. When the restaurants had to close, she says they donated most of their food to keep it from going bad.
For us, it's having enough money to actually buy inventory to get back open, not to mention pay rent and back rent and everything else. So until we get funding, there's nothing I can really do. It's a pretty bad situation, to be honest.
Many restaurants and bars have shifted their business models to allow for curbside pickup of food and alcohol and say they'll keep doing that for now. In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
The coronavirus pandemic has vaporized this year's tourist season in Alaska. While there were more than a million cruise ship passengers expected, nearly 80% of voyages have been canceled. That's sad news for people who hoped to vacation in the last frontier this summer. But as Nat Hertz with Alaska Public Media reports, there might be an upside for people who already live near the state's world-class tourist destinations.
It's a glorious spring day, and I'm driving up a steep mountain pass on the road that runs 100 miles into Denali with Alaska's top National Park Service official, Don Stryker. You might be thinking, Nat, what are you doing driving around a national park during a pandemic with someone who's not part of your family unit? But don't worry, Stryker's in a separate car, and we're communicating by radio as we drive up around a section so precipitous that people used to get out of their tour buses and walk.
A big erratic rock out there at about 10 o'clock as you come around that last curve, and that's two stories high.
Try not to do too much looking off to the left at this point.
It's better when you're passing buses.
After driving down the far side of the pass, we park about 55 miles into the park, as far as the government has plowed so far. There's nobody else out this far, but in a normal year, the road would soon be busy with tour buses, as many as 100 every day. This year, though, that's not happening because of the pandemic. And while it's a bummer for everyone involved, Stryker sees an opening for Alaskans who live within driving distance.
People will be able to drive their vehicles out and enjoy their park in a way that that they can't in most years.
Denali officials are planning on having special openings to private cars throughout the summer, an opportunity for residents that doesn't typically exist. And like Stryker, some of Alaska's tourism businesses are thinking about whether they can pivot to serve residents instead of visitors. Mark Berner runs Alaska Fishing Adventures, which does Kenai Peninsula charter trips usually geared toward customers from outside. This spring, they're offering a discount for Alaska residents, and Berner says the experience will be better than usual.
Typically what we do this time of year, we sell these trips for around that price, but I put a lot of people on the boat. And they're stuffed in there pretty good, and we try to stay close.
This year, social distancing measures mean Berner can only fit a few people on the boat, meaning more attention from fishing guides. And they're going to take the boats farther out and treat customers like it's a fully paid trip. Berner says he's not going to be making money on these trips. He's able to maybe break even with business aid he got from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program. And he says he's not convinced that Alaskans are going to save his summer.
You know, if they don't open the restrictions, the locals aren't going to have any money anyway.
The tourism industry is already looking ahead to whenever travel can resume some semblance of normal. Alaska's leading tourism advocacy group, the Alaska Travel Industry Association, has formally asked Governor Mike Dunleavy for $25 million in federal relief money for a national advertising campaign. But it's also asking for an extra $1 million for an in-state campaign to remind Alaskans that they can take staycations this summer while most out-of-state visitors remain at home. Sarah Leonard is the group's chief executive, and she says she's thinking about things like single-family fishing charters and small group guided tours or hikes, if they can be done safely.
I mean, one thing great about here in Alaska is that we have these wide open spaces where you can be with your family or single households and then also social distance when you need to outside.
Dunleavy's office referred questions about the tourism industry to the governor's economic recovery team. Co-chair Mark Begich, a former U.S. senator, says he and the other co-chair, former Governor Sean Parnell, support the industry's request for the marketing money and think tourism businesses need the boost. Begich says he thinks there's pent-up demand from Alaskans for the kinds of experiences that tourism businesses want to sell.
We've been kind of cooped up for a little long here, right? A couple months now we're going on. We've been trapped inside houses and whatever, and people are going to look for time to get out.
Begich says his own family is thinking about the scenic drive down to Homer this summer and maybe getting across Kachemak Bay to Halibut Cove or driving north to Talkeetna. The Park Service, meanwhile, is set to announce more details about summer openings in Denali in the coming weeks. In Denali National Park, I'm Nat Herz.